Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, again we are here, every time, in the house of the Lord. It's a time of joy, and it's a time of gladness, and it's a time of goodness, Lord. And we rejoice in your presence this morning. The psalmist said, I was glad when he said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Is somebody glad in here this morning?
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing light that comes from your word into our situation this morning. And we give you all the praise and glory. Glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, just a brief message this morning. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's the message that I want to share with you today. It's called Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. Now, yesterday, you know, you may have had pain and sorrow and grief and distress, and perhaps some failure, maybe some anguish, maybe some disappointment, or even a lot of disappointment, perhaps some sickness, maybe some disease, maybe some poverty, you know, and, you know, things probably didn't go so well, you know. Well, that was yesterday. Amen?
Amen.
Now somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now that was yesterday. Now today, you will hear the word of the Lord that will change all of that. So there was yesterday, then there is today, and there is, by the grace of God, going to be the better tomorrow. Amen? There's going to be a better tomorrow. If you believe that, say amen. So today we're going to hear the word that's going to bring deliverance and restoration. A word that's going to bring healing to the past woes. And then we're going to have the hope for a better tomorrow that the Lord is going to bring in. And tomorrow there's going to be victory in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, let's start here by looking at what God said about today. You know, it's going to be a brief exhortation, like I said. Let's see what God has to say about today. Now, in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, if you want to turn with me real quick, Exodus 14 and verse 13. Now, this story, and you heard me speak about it several times here in the church, and some of you may know this story. A story of the children of Israel, and God was bringing them finally out of Egypt by the hand of his servant Moses. And, you know, when they left, you know, finally, you know, the Pharaoh and his army chased them down. You know, they had the Red Sea in front of them, and Pharaoh and his army behind them, and it seemed like they had no place to go. And, you know, I think Pharaoh thought in his heart, he said, well, she, you know, looked at Moses and said, your God is a poor general, because he's got your back against the sea now, and I got you. You know, and then everybody looked and said, well, you know, maybe you ought to have left us in Egypt to die there. Why bring us all the way out here and then be killed over here? You know, and here is the answer of Moses to the people. In Exodus 14 and 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. Now that's today. Amen?
Amen.
Can somebody say today?
Amen.
The salvation of the Lord which he will show you today, for the Egyptians whom ye have seen, today ye shall see them again no more forever. So that's today. Now, so, you know, now, you've heard me say this also before, that some people are constantly living in the past. See, they got their hand on that rewind button. See, rewinding the problems of the past. And then feeling sorry for themselves. Well, you cannot change anything about yesterday, or even the days of the past. Those are already gone, amen? Well, you can't do it. There is no way for you to go back in the past and change what has happened yesterday. So leave that rewind button alone. In fact, if you're going to rewind the button, rewind it and erase it altogether and record over it some good memories. Amen? Hallelujah! Let's hear what God says to you today. So that today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Don't say, well, you know, I've been in this problem so long that I don't think that God loves me or can heal me or can solve this problem. That's hardening your heart. In the book of Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 16, and also Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 7, he says the same thing. He said, today, that's today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. So if the voice of the Lord will come to you in this message today, do not harden your heart, because he is able. Amen. Somebody say, the Lord is able. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, he says, today is the day of salvation. Today is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. So leave yesterday alone. Let's focus on today, and let's see if we can bring in a better tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're getting ready for a better tomorrow. Now, God doesn't guarantee us another day. You know, the only person that stays the same, the Bible says Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. That's in Hebrews 13 and verse 8. But for us, things are always changing, you know. And because things are always changing, if you trust in the Lord, things can change for the better. Amen? Hallelujah. And I am believing that things will change for the better for you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 7, and I'm not going to talk about now, tomorrow. See, I've talked about yesterday, and I talked about today, and I'm going to talk about tomorrow. You said tomorrow? Yes, because there are many times in the Bible, many, many times in the Bible, where God will say, you know, God always predicts what he's going to do. He always foretells what he's going to do. So he likes to get the people in a state of expectation. Because without expectation, there can be no miracle. You know, so he wants to get the people expectation. So sometimes he'll tell them, tomorrow, see, sanctify yourself because the Lord is going to do something good, you know, in your midst and so forth like that. So he'll tell them, you know, in this story, in 2 Kings chapter 7, you know, there had been a very terrible economic crisis in the land, if you want to put it that way. You know, very, very terrible. I mean, their enemies cut them off and cut off the food supplies and so forth like that. You know, and there just wasn't anything going on. You know, there was no food, there was famine in the land, there was, you know, economic woes, if you can call it that. And the prophet of the Lord, he said, by this time tomorrow, now, that's tomorrow. He said, by this time tomorrow, something unique is going to happen, you know. And, he said something that you may not understand, you know, but, you know, you can put it in context in our environment here. I've said something like this before. You know, look for something that is very expensive. You know, maybe something that costs $200, you know. And then you can say that by this time tomorrow, that thing will be sold for $2. You know, that's the gravity of what he was saying. You know, because, you know, they said, you know, I mean, that's impossible. You know, somebody actually said, that's impossible. Well, you know, the prophet of the Lord said, well, you know, don't you ever say that whatever God says is impossible. Amen. Well, because you said it is impossible, well, it will happen, but you will not eat of it. You know, so that's a dangerous situation to be in. When God says, I'm going to do something for you tomorrow, make sure today you don't harden your heart. Because if you harden your heart, of course, it's going to happen anyway, but you won't get to taste of it. Now, so that Lord that was leaning on the hand of the king and so forth, you know, the king was leaning on his hand, he didn't believe the word of the Lord. You can read that story in 2 Kings 7, but he didn't get to see it, and exactly what the Lord prophesied happened. And so, you know, so God told them something about tomorrow, you know, so. Now, I'm bringing this in so that you have hope, and God is bringing in a better tomorrow. Amen? Amen? Now, in Exodus chapter 9, I'm going to go back to that for just a brief minute. Exodus chapter 9 and verse 5, I'm going to read a statement that the Lord said to them about tomorrow when they were still in, when they were still in Egypt and what God was going to do for them. Exodus 9 verse 5, and the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. Well, you said tomorrow? Well, okay. Well, here's the deal. You know, let me put it to you this way. tomorrow, God is going to do something unique for somebody. Amen? Well, you know, why do you say that? Well, I don't make up these messages. You know, I just seek the Lord, and, you know, the hardest part of it for me is, you know, not exactly, you know, finding something to preach, is choosing which message to preach, because the Lord gives me so many of them ahead of time and so forth like that, you know, but he said tomorrow. You know, sometimes he'll just drop one word, and then from there he'll take off. And he said tomorrow, I will do something. Oh yeah, for somebody. Can you say amen if that's you? Amen. Now that's tomorrow. You say, well, you know, well, I'm going to show you something else here that if you don't believe, you know, the word of the Lord, you know, then it might not profit with you, you know, if it's not mixed with faith in you. You know, in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, I preached on this subject many times, but I'm going to read only verses 16 and 17. 2 Chronicles 20. Now, the story of Jehoshaphat. Now, some of you know this story and so forth like that, and you've heard it sometimes. And if you haven't heard it, I'm just going to paraphrase it. You know, there's a situation here where Jehoshaphat, you know, was the king of Judah. And, you know, Judah and Israel and so forth, they were having problems with their enemies at that time. You know, and it was just impossible for them to go against all the armies that had risen up against them. You know, and but that's all I want to say about that story, because I don't want to take a lot of time. I just want to go to this point here. You know, so while they were wondering about how they're going to go and fight all these, you know, millions of people that's against them, here's what the Spirit of the Lord said in verse 15. He said, "Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Can somebody say, the battle is the Lord's? Now listen to verse 16. He said, tomorrow. Now he didn't say, do it today. You know, you have to do exactly the way that God said. He said, tomorrow, go ye down against them. You know, and you know what? As soon as Jehoshaphat heard the promise of the Lord for a better day, as soon as he heard the promise of victory for tomorrow, well, he's not just going to sit around and say, well, tomorrow the Lord's going to do it great. No, no, no. Oh, yeah. He's going to begin to worship.
Amen.
And he's going to begin to praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because of the promise of victory for tomorrow.
Amen.
And as soon as God promised him victory for tomorrow, you know, and the Lord said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. You will set yourselves still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. Fear not. Be not dismayed against it. That's the second time he's telling them. You know, he tells them twice so they will hear it and hear it good. I said, tomorrow, in verse 17, he told them again, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Oh, and the Bible says Jehoshaphat bowed his head when he heard that promise. He bowed his head to the ground, and all Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem and so forth like that, they fell down. They worshipped the Lord. Right. At the end of this short message, you know, I will say something that God's going to do for you tomorrow. If you believe it, you can receive it, and then you can worship, and then you can praise the Lord, and then you'll see what the Lord will do for you. Amen? Now, that's tomorrow. You say, why not today? Well, I don't know, but that's the way he asked me to say it. You know, today is for you to hear the word of the Lord and prepare your heart. And God is going to give you something unusual tomorrow. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
All right. You say, well, that's tomorrow. Yes, because God has set an appointed time. See, these things are in the hands of the Lord. He does these things. He knows what he's doing. In Psalm 102 and verse 13, we are told that God has set an appointed time. So let me read that to you. Psalm 102 and verse 13. You know, God has set an appointed time. He knows what he's doing. He said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Oh, your time is come that God wants to favor you, and he wants to do something special in your life. Today, he's preparing your mind, you know, for something special. Now, tomorrow can be tomorrow. It can also be, you know, future. you know, how God will do it and so forth like that. It could be exactly, literally tomorrow, but it could also be future. But it also means that, you know, you forget, you know, the past and put your eyes on the Lord for now and tomorrow, looking for a better day and looking for a better outlook, you know, that the Lord is going to give you, you know, concerning the situations. No matter what it is that you're facing in the past, no matter what it is that you are facing today, the Lord has a word. And that is, there is going to be a better tomorrow. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Though sorrow may endure for one night. You know, in the night, when that sorrow is going on, in Psalm 30 verse 5, you can look and say, joy is coming tomorrow.
Amen.
You know, so joy is coming tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Now, as I said before, as far as the Lord is concerned, tomorrow to him is already past. Amen? If you understand that, you know, then you begin to understand the Lord. There is no tomorrow with God. It's all in the past. Because he is eternal. See, he only slices the time up for us, for our benefit. But as far as he's concerned, it's already past. You know, because he declares the end from the beginning.
Amen.
You know, from before ancient times, he already knows everything that is yet to happen in your life. See, and if you don't know that, then you don't know the Lord at all. See, God is the Ancient of Days. You know, and he knows everything from the beginning. He knows exactly what you are going through. And he knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And he knows what's going to happen years in ahead, you know, years ahead of you. He knows everything. You know, and if the Lord should tarry, but the church is waiting for the Lord. But if the Lord should tarry, God already knows everything else that's going to happen in your life while you are waiting for the Lord here. Amen? Praise the Lord. Nothing takes him by surprise. You know, so today, all I want you to do in this short message is focus on the message of the Lord. That no matter how gloomy and how sad, you know, how disappointing yesterday might have been, the word of the Lord today is that if you hear his voice today bringing you hope for a better tomorrow, do not harden your heart. Do not say, God cannot do it. Do not say, my situation is so bad and so gone, so far gone, that I don't think that there is any help. Well, there is help from the Lord. Amen? There is always help from the Lord. And there is nothing that is too hard for him to do. I want you to stand to your feet this morning. A short exhortation here. You know, I want you to focus on this word of the Lord that you have heard this morning. And I'm going to say something for some of you here this morning. You know, just like the man of God, he said, you know, forget the economic situation. Forget what is going on. See, he said, tomorrow, something is going to happen. You know, and the guy said, well, you know, even if the Lord would open the windows of heaven, can this thing be? I mean, how sad is that? You know, if the Lord will open the windows of heaven, you better believe it will be. And it will be in abundance, you know. Now, some of you may be out of work. Or, you know, you're looking for something, or there may be something that, you know, you've been believing God for and so forth like that. You know, I want to tell you today that the voice of the Lord in this message to you is never mind the past. You know, just believe the Lord for a better tomorrow. And I'm going to declare to you by the word of the Lord today that tomorrow, because, you know, I heard the voice of the Lord. He said tomorrow. And I said tomorrow. He said tomorrow. He said, you say tomorrow. I said, say tomorrow, you know, then I search the scriptures down a little bit, you know, I say, yes, you know, in fact, I'll preach on today, I'll preach on yesterday a little bit, and today, and tomorrow, give you a background for that, but tomorrow, that means starting right now. See, God is working something out. There's a reason why he says tomorrow, because he prepares your heart, see, amen?
Amen.
He prepares your heart. You can be expectant. You can be jubilating. You can have the whole day to worship.
Amen?
Oh, yes. You know, just like Jehoshaphat. He spent the whole day worshiping. He appointed singers. He appointed the praisers. He did all of these things and put the praise team in front of the army. Hallelujah! These are people who are not experienced even in the military battle, but they were experienced in praise and worship. So he put that ahead. He said, the Lord has already said, you know, so let's rejoice and let's praise the Lord. And of course, the Bible says, the Lord said, ambushments against all their enemies. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, if you believe the Lord, you know, that tomorrow will be a better day for you, I want to see your hand up where you're standing. If you believe that, you know, tomorrow, now I'm talking about tomorrow, not next year. I'm talking about tomorrow. And the Bible says it this way. He said, what things soever you desire from God, when you pray, that's now. That's today. You're not praying tomorrow. You're praying today. Amen? When you pray, at the moment that you pray, faith is now, right now. But ye shall have them, that's tomorrow. See? At the moment that you pray, believe. Don't worry about tomorrow, you know, when you are praying. You just believe right now. And then tomorrow, you shall see the results. Can somebody say amen? Now, if you had your hand up and you're believing God for something special, not just because I said it, but because the Spirit of God bears witness in your spirit. Amen? That's right. That's the only way that you're going to get a miracle tomorrow. You know, the Spirit of God must bear witness in your spirit. See? And when that Spirit of God bears witness in your spirit, there is a powerful, you know, anointing that will make sure that that happens. See, God will watch over that word to perform it. Now, I want to see those hands up that have their hands up for tomorrow. You're believing that God, no matter what yesterday was, you heard the word of the Lord today. And you're believing God for a better tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. If that's you with your hand up, I'm going to believe the Lord for you. And I'm going to proclaim that tomorrow, in the name of the Lord Jesus, a new day. Hallelujah. The Egyptians, the problems that have plagued you today. Now you just spent the whole day today in worship. That's what he wants you to do. You say, why not today? Well, don't worry about that. You spent today in worship. Because God wants to see your obedience. See, he wants to see whether you will worship before tomorrow. You want to spend today in worship. And if you do, behold, saith the Lord, tomorrow a new day begins for you. Can somebody say amen? If you believe that, say amen. Oh yes, the word of God cannot prosper in your heart if you don't believe it. Jehoshaphat said unto them, believe ye the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now the Bible says, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. A threefold cord, it's very hard to break it. That's a threefold cord. Now that's the Lord, that's me, and that's you today. Amen? That's all you need. That's all you need. So I want somebody, if you say, that's me, and I want that miracle tomorrow, I believe God, I want you to come right here and put your hand in my hand. Right here. And let's do it together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once you put your hand right there, the Lord, he will do it for you tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's tomorrow in Jesus' name. Tomorrow in Jesus' name. Tomorrow in Jesus' name. You spend today in worship. And tomorrow, that's right, tomorrow you will see the glory of God. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow. tomorrow for you in Jesus' name. A new day breaks tomorrow. Tomorrow, that's right. Tomorrow, put your hand right here. That's tomorrow in Jesus' name. Tomorrow, amen, hallelujah. Today, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart, because tomorrow a new day begins for you. Tomorrow a new day begins for you. Tomorrow a new day begins for you. Now don't forget, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. As we believe the Lord together, the Lord, that's me and you, that's threefold. Tomorrow, hallelujah. Tomorrow, amen. Tomorrow, amen. Tomorrow, hallelujah. Tomorrow the Lord will do this thing for you, he said. Tomorrow he will do it. You spend today in worship. 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 And tomorrow, tomorrow, you will see the salvation of God. Now somebody say amen. Hallelujah. You will see the salvation of God. Tomorrow. Father, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for watching over your word to perform it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, the word which the Lord has spoken shall not return void. But he will watch over it and he will accomplish it in your life. The word will go forth and prosper in the thing whereunto God has sent it. And it will fulfill the counsel of the Lord in your life. Hallelujah, somebody. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing a better tomorrow. Hallelujah. A better tomorrow. A better tomorrow. Well, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know the Lord is already in tomorrow. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I know because of his promise. The Bible says because of the word of promise. You know, God wanting to make sure, you know, that you who are the heirs of promise for this word that he has spoken today, wanting to make sure that you understand it, he confirmed it with an oath. And because normally when you make an oath, people try to swear with somebody's name that is greater than themselves. So God also wanting to make an oath, he wanted to use a name that is greater than his name. But so he looked everywhere. Amen. And he couldn't find such a name. So he swore by himself. Can somebody say hallelujah? And he said, surely, blessing, I will bless you tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. I want the praise team, come on up. And let's sing that song again. You know, let's bow down. Let's worship one last time here. As we go in the spirit of worship, if you believe that the Lord has promised this blessing for you tomorrow, let's worship and let's praise the name of the Lord. Jehoshaphat, when he heard the promise of tomorrow, he bowed down and he worshiped. Let's bow down and let's worship. Let's know we are standing on holy ground here. Let's know that the awesome fire of God is here to consume your enemies. And let's know that the sweet aroma, the presence of God is here. Hallelujah. Let's bow down. Let's worship him even this morning for the promise of tomorrow. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.